When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke bowls to filet mignon, it's all on Wonder. Order fast, free delivery, or pick up and dine in at a Wonder location near you. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back. Bob Pompiani minus Joe today. Austin Bechtold behind the glass. And we are very happy to tell you that Mark Caboli is here in person. And his segment is always brought to you by IC Light. Mark.
What's up, Bob?
How are you, sir?
How you been?
Missed you in Dublin.
I would say the same about you, but I did not miss you.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, that's the end of today's program.
Welcome. I missed you. But I didn't miss the flight.
Yeah, the flight was a little bit much. I mean, anytime you got to sit in a cramped quarter, I didn't expect that right off the bat.
Jeez.
Shots fired here, Austin.
Punch to the nose right there, Mark.
Nah, you know, I heard, Bob, I heard you were a party animal over there.
Oh, yeah, check your sources.
That's what I hear, party animal.
I told Adam Crowley he was there. He's operating on a much different schedule because he goes to bed early. Gets up early. I'm not. So I was texting him 3 hours after he'd fallen asleep, I guess. And I kept testing because he told me he was going to be out. And I said, where are you? Here I am. And I went to a different place. I said, where are you? Here I am. I couldn't reach him. So he obviously had. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to go there, you got to take part in all this, don't you?
Are you a Guinness guy?
Not really, but I you know, I tried it. I drink it.
While in Rome, right?
Yeah. I was more of a Jameson guy. Good tour there. Mm. Whiskey. I was looking for a wine, you know, place. They didn't have many of those.
Somebody told me their food over there is awful.
I wouldn't go that far, but it's not great.
They don't really spice
things. I'll tell you what
up,
was really good. The Irish stew is terrific. That's if you like stew, and I do. Are you a stew guy?
Who doesn't like stew?
Well, some people may not, but I loved it.
Maybe not.
I like soup generally. I would eat all soup all day long.
Is soup a meal?
Yes. Is it a sandwich? No. Yes, it's a meal. You can. I'm serious. If you had nothing but soup, it has everything in there you need.
How about like tomato soup? Is that a meal?
Yeah, tomatoes.
What about consomme?
Yeah, that's a meal too. Mm. It's not a. It's different, but it's a meal. All right. Speaking about meals, the Steelers are fattening up here a little bit on their schedule, and good for them because they have to do it. When you look at the rest of the AFC North. I want to get your assessment of the AFC North after 4 weeks, and I realize it's only a quarter of the season. I realize, like last year, the Steelers started very well. But when Mike Tomlin does start 3-1, he's never missed the playoffs, and that is a 7-year streak. So where are they, and tell me about the rest of the division, in your opinion.
Well, they can't be in a better position than they are right now, just for the fact that, obviously, they're 3-1, a game up on the Bengals, and the Ravens look like a disaster right now, so you couldn't have – you know, scripted this any better right now. I'm not quite sure if I'm ready to put the old nail in the coffin of the Ravens quite yet, even if Jackson's out for a week.
Austin put the nail in the coffin of the Kansas City Chiefs. He said they're done.
What? When?
I said they're not in the Super Bowl bubble for me.
Hmm.
They're not going back to the AFC Championship game, and they're not going to the Super Bowl.
You never count out the Chiefs until you can count them out. What I'm saying is, if they're playing in the AFC Championship game, you have to make the assumption that they're going to make it to the Super Bowl, regardless of who they are. But, I mean, Cleveland looks like a mess. I mean,
Dylan Gabriel
now, what are we doing? I mean, it's probably a smart thing to do. Where's Joe Flacco going to take you? But they were exposed a little bit last week against Detroit, and, you know, Cleveland was pretty good at stopping the run, and Detroit put up about a buck quarter on them. Cincinnati, absolute disaster. So at this point right now, it's looking very good for the Steelers, but last year at this time, well, last year late in the season, what were they up? Two games on the Ravens, and they end up being two games out. So things can change in a hurry if you lose to a game that you should win. They need to go 5-1 right now, Bob. They need to get to that point right
now.
And
they should.
Then
they're
going to
be favored in both games. And when you look at the Cleveland game, like you said, it's going to be Dylan Gabriel. They're going to go across the pond and play in London. And then they have to come right back and play in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
That's not an ideal situation for them.
No, absolutely not.
And so what do you think the point spread on that game may be? Regardless of what happens against Minnesota. If they win that game, okay, but I don't think they will.
Yeah, probably, you know, seven to eight.
It'll be
more than a touchdown game. Then you got the quick turnaround to Cincinnati, who, like I said, is an absolute mess at the time. I mean, forget the offense only putting up a buck and a half. They gave up 500 some odd yards total offense. I mean,
48-10 and 28-3. That's just.
I mean, unless you somehow acquire Russell Wilson here and.
Or Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, and he invigorates your offense to a degree. I can't see anything. But what do you do with that defense? The defense is just really bad. They're lucky that Denver only scored four touchdowns against them. So, I mean, you right now you're feeling good, but in the back of your mind you're still thinking, we've been here before. Let's take it one game at a time. But they need to go to 5-1. Then you have to really, really feel good that not only they're a division contender, a playoff contender, and definitely a, you know, top four seed.
So the bye week comes here at week five. At the beginning of the season, we looked at this, and I thought, that's a little too early. I'd prefer it later. However, given everything that's happened here, I think the Ravens can use one this week. They have to wait a few more weeks to get theirs. How important is the bye week now for you, and would you still prefer it now at week five?
That's tough because in 5 weeks from now, you're probably like, boy, you could really use it then. It seems like no matter when it pops up, the team can use it. Sure, they can. Steelers can use it right now because they got a couple guys that are coming back from injury to buy them some time here. But I'm bet you in come week 12, there's going to be some guys banged up as well. So it's going to be hard to make that determination. Right now, yeah, you would like to get Highsmith back. You'd like to get Calvin Austin potentially closer. You'd like to get Jalen Ramsey a little bit closer. So, but after that trip and coming back here, yeah, that's probably one of the earlier bye weeks they've had. I haven't really looked into that. But like they say, Bob, there's never a bad time for a bye week.
They get a rest. They have guys injured, so be it. I think the Ravens could use it too, but they're not going to get the chance to do it. They got a couple of more, and they're not easy games for them. I want to ask you about the Steelers' offense, and were you encouraged by what you saw in that game at Croke Park, specifically the offensive line, I guess, in the run game? And they decided to load up with number 74, eligible, Calvin Anderson, or is it Spencer Anderson? Spencer Anderson. And then they had Darnell Washington coming. He had more snaps than any of the tight ends by far. Do you like that approach, or down the road, they can't constantly do this because then you don't have Jonnu Smith getting the snaps. You don't have Pat Freiermuth getting the snaps.
Not only that, you can't go in there and thinking that you're going to go heavy all the time like that and think that other teams aren't going to adjust to it. Well, I was under the impression to talking to some guys is that they just felt Minnesota was susceptible to that type of formation, that type of big player. So that's why they went with it. I thought more it was, you know, Kenny Gainwell's in, Jalen Warren's out, so let's go with the bigger type of lineup here. But I like the way that they switch around. I mean, we could probably going to see something totally different next time we see him in Cleveland, against Cleveland, rather than this big heavy stuff. But, I mean, you even talk about Connor Hayward. He got a number of snaps at fullback as well.
I think more than Jonnu Smith, more than Pat Freiermuth.
I think one thing, Bob, is I think what has been underplayed in this whole game has to be the play of the offensive line. I mean, forget that they ran the ball well. They push people around.
Totally.
And that's the first time we've seen that all year. So that's I mean, if it was the other way around, we'd be the first ones jumping on it. It seems like we just totally forget about how well that those five guys played, and they played extremely well.
The other guy who played extremely well on an 18 for 22 performance was Aaron Rodgers. He, you know, you can talk about all the things that he can't do in terms of his mobility or whatever, but the things that he can do still have not dropped off. He can still put the ball where he has to put it. The Metcalf throw was example of what how important it is to put it right on stride so he doesn't lose stride. I talked about Jordan Addison. He had to stop what he was doing to catch the ball, turn around, and restart, and that cost him. Also, the red zone. The red zone numbers are better than they've been in years, and he's the one difference. Everybody else is here, same cast of characters, same coaches, but Aaron Rodgers makes a difference in there. So give me a grade on him 4 weeks into the season.
I think he's team MVP. I think he's an A. You couldn't expect anything more from him right now. I mean, forget that those are the tangible things that we can see. We can see him throwing the ball quickly just to help out the offensive line. We can see him throwing on target. But just how he's being able to interact with some of the players, I think, is something that none of us were able to foresee. I didn't think he would be that type of a guy. I mean, just look at that Minnesota game, Bob. Was there a happier guy out there? I mean, he's snickering, laughing during plays. DK Metcalf's going nuts on that tush-push play because somebody slapped him upside the face. He's laughing at him because he knows DK is not that type of guy. He's, you know, on the ground, fumbling, signaling first down. It's just, I think that goes a long way with the team and the overall morale of the team, just how he's been able to interact with him. Plus, as you said, we knew coming in that he was a red zone guy. And
had big numbers in New York last year, even though they were 5-12.
And only red zone, Bob. I mean, start of the game, too. They get off to quick starts so far. And that's something we haven't seen here. So I don't think you could ask for anything better from him right now. I don't think you can.
No, I don't either. I think it's been more than – you know, I had concerns about getting beat up with the offensive line, still a work in progress. I had concerns about getting out of the pocket, which still is there, although his best pass of the year may have been the one to Freiermuth when he went to his right and just on – and it was right on the money. So there's a lot of good there. Defensively, they have lived on the turnovers, and there's a lot to be said for that. When you create them, you win games. When you have a plus seven, I think their number is right now in terms of takeaway, giveaway, that stuff. That's always a plus, but you can't rely on it to this degree, I don't think. So what has to happen defensively for them to take a next step defensively? Because they've still been outgained in three of these four games.
Yeah, I mean, on the flip side of that real quick, they haven't turned the ball over very much.
Plus, they're the least penalized team in the league, which I never thought would be the case.
And yet, they've played four pretty close games.
Yes.
Which makes you wonder, makes you think, but you're able to get the win. I think the next step is some of the breakdowns. I mean, that Addison play at the end, that's just totally unacceptable. You cannot allow that to happen in that point of the game.
Because that's the only thing they had to get. They had to get a big play quickly, and they got it.
And it was an easy play, too. I mean, it was just
– who was that more responsibility on that play?
I'm guessing Chuck Clark, I think. I would guess. It's so hard to – make that determination because nobody's going to tell you for a fact whose fault it was. I would assume it was him. Maybe I'm wrong on that. But, yeah, you have to love that. And I think this defense has the ability to get better with some of the veterans. They got veteran guys that really haven't played together a lot rather than the younger guys who can – you know, have to learn the game. These guys know the game. They just have to start figuring it out together. So the more you see Porter out there and Highsmith out there and the full cast of characters, I think that they have a chance to just get better overall just because of that and don't have to rely on 5-6 turnovers a game. But if you're not creating that, if you're not forcing turnovers and you're not turning the ball over, that's a good recipe for success, and they just haven't turned the ball over that much either.
Couple decisions that we talked about, I want to get your perspective on. Number one, fourth and three, near the goal line. They decided to go for it. Two questions on this. Number one, would you have? I would have kicked three. Number two, the play selection itself.
Yeah, I would have went for it. At that point, fine. I mean, the quarterback wanted to go for it, but you don't. Why are you calling a run play in that situation? We're talking about fourth. Was it fourth and goal at the four?
Yeah, the three. Yeah, they had to score.
I mean, if you look at analytics, when teams face a, you know, fourth and two, third and two, they're throwing the ball a significant portion of the time. So I don't know what was based off of that, of why. I mean, what's the worst can happen? You don't think Rodgers is going to throw a pick in the end zone. I mean, he's pretty good at that. So I just don't understand. I have more of an issue with the play selection. Now, whose play selection is that? Is that Arthur Smith, or is that Mike Tomlin hitting the button and say, run it, Arthur? You know.
Yeah, I don't know. Or is it Rodgers who decides to just...
I find it hard to believe Aaron Rodgers would say, I want to run the ball there.
Well, I find it hard to believe that he got his way and they were going to kick a field goal and he talked him out of it. He's Aaron Rodgers. I think he has more latitude to do what he wants. I'm curious about that.
I just don't understand the play selection at that.
Yeah, I agree with that. Okay, the next decision is fourth down and one when they have a three-point lead after that Addison touchdown, or the Addison play that set up the touchdown. So at that point, you go for it, or if you punt it, you're trying to pin them in deep, but they punted it almost to the next county. Yeah. It was going from Croke Park to Cork. Yeah, you know what I mean?
That was by design.
I understand that, but why does, if that's the case, because the exchange of yards isn't all that, I'd rather go for it and just get it over with and say, offense, win the game.
Especially, I think they, weren't they successful on the tush push earlier in that?
Right, and they had dictated the line of scrimmage. They controlled it. So for 1 yard, do you think?
I mean, I understand why they punted it, and
I just didn't understand punting it that easily in the end zone. Why not try to, if you're going to do
well,
it?
Well, I think it was based on the personnel that was out there. If they were going to try to block it, they were going to try to dump it inside the 10. If not, just get rid of it, because I guess they figured the worst thing can happen is a block kick. Let's just get rid of it. I don't care if the ball's at the 20-yard line. Just kick it out of the end zone. And I found it interesting that some people thought it was just a bad kick. Now, Corliss Waitman's a pro kicker. He's not kicking the ball 30 yards out of the end zone unless he's told to kick the ball 30 yards.
That was definitely the plan. But if that's the case, I would have rather just end the game there. Get a yard. Somehow do it. Show your offense you believe in what they've been doing all day long and just do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those decisions at the time. That's one of those Mike Tomlin gut feelings probably.
Yeah.
You know, I have to just give it to my defense. My defense has played up until that point.
Yeah, but lately they've been giving up big plays. The previous possession was a big play that set up the touchdown, so I don't know if I would have gone on that.
Well, how much time was left? Was that like a minute?
Yeah, there was, and all they needed at the time was a field goal to tie the game.
Yeah, well, it ended up working out for them, so it's hard to complain about it.
Well, if you're Minnesota, your whole idea was extend the game, give yourself chances, and they did. But, you know, they got the ball back. And they had a chance to tie the game. And I did not like that scenario. That's
what leaves a little sour taste in your mouth. Just those last, what, 3 or 4 minutes?
Yeah.
Other than that, it was, you know, the old virtuoso performance by the Steelers, I thought. But then you just come out of there and say, my goodness, they just gave up this amount of points in the last 5 minutes to make it look like, you know, the coach doesn't know where he was going. They had mental breakdowns, they had physical breakdowns. It just, those last couple minutes, I bet you they wish they had back.
Yeah, I think so too. They always make it a lot more difficult than it has to be, and they did in this case. At 412-928-9370, do we take calls with Mark on the line? We should. If we don't,
we can. If you'd like.
Yeah, let's open the phone lines.
I hear a lot of those Pirate fans are angry out there. Woo. Woo.
So you like the fact that they're retaining everybody? Except the pitching coach and his assistant on the team that has the best pitching.
That's Austin. I've given up on them many, many, many years ago.
Mark picked them to win 90 games this year, Bob.
Yeah, I think I said 69. So what did they
end up 71. You're not that far
off.
I was close. Yeah, but you went over. This is the Price is Right. It doesn't count. You have to be under and close.
So, yeah, you know, I just saw Jeff Passan on ESPN. All they need is three bats. I'm thinking, oh, is that it?
Well, that's it. And they have to be good bats, not just bats. And that's the problem. Did they just talk about it? I saw the headline, so they must have been talking about the Pirates. Who knows? 412-928-9370 if you've never talked to Mark Caballi.
When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major... That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke bowls to filet mignon, it's all on Wonder. Order fast, free delivery, or pick up and dine in at a Wonder location near you. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
93.7 The Fan will showcase a different community each Saturday through the Youth Football Showcase with a special visit from members of the fan staff like Austin Bechtold. Who knows? He may be there for you. If you want a 93.7 The Fan to take in your game and be there with you, all you have to do is email youthsports@937thefan.com with your group name, your group's main contact information, and potential dates. Details at 93.7thefan.com now, brought to you by Steel City Shredding, Saloni's Italian Bread, Pellman Electric, and Keystone Custom Apparel. So, Mark, if you were out at a youth baseball game and you wanted one of the fan personalities to be there, which would it be?
Well, I actually will be at a youth baseball game later in a couple hours, but my daughter is a cheerleader for a youth football team. Who would I want to go to?
Who would you want to come out to their event?
You know what? I would say Harry Callis, because I think Harry Callis really, really able to how can I put this? He really has a good way with the younger people and to communicate with, you know, the average folk out there that's watching a game. So I say Harry Callis.
Wow, that's a surprising answer.
Harry actually has gone out to a youth football showcase before.
Don't you think he does a really good job?
He does do a good job. Yeah, he really engages with everyone.
Yes. I thought you were going to say Austin here. You're sitting right next to him.
I saw Pony had to do it the other day. I'm sure.
Had to do it.
Well,
he wanted to do it.
Oh, he wanted to do it.
Yes.
My fault.
All right. If you have a chance, call 412-928-9370. You have a chance to speak with Mark Caballi and myself and Austin here. We're talking about the Steelers, the NFL in general. 4 weeks. That's a quarter of the season, Mark. What is your biggest surprise and biggest disappointment throughout the NFL?
Wow, throughout the NFL. I would say the biggest surprise, which also may be the disappointment what we're talking about, is the Ravens, because they loaded up in the offseason.
They really did.
I thought that they would be.
But their schedule had something to do with this, too. But blowing leads like the one in Buffalo, that's one of those that can hurt them all the way until the very end.
And it probably will. You know, and Lamar Jackson now getting hurt. And, like, it could be, a couple weeks? It could be who knows when he gets back. So I think that's been the biggest disappointment so far. The biggest surprise off, it could be the Steelers. I mean, honestly, it could be the play.
Well, based on what a lot of people thought coming into the season.
And just how they've played, yes. I think another one's surprising so far is the Jaguars. I don't think that's a very good team, but somehow they're sitting there at, 3-1? Yeah, and they're in the lead in the AFC South.
Tied with the Colts. I think the Colts is my biggest surprise. Only because, I do like Daniel Jones. I did when he was available in free agency. He was one of the guys I was willing, if I were the Steelers, to look at and bring in. They chose not to do that. But he does, in a good system, with a good coach, certainly can elevate his level of game.
Speaking of that, did you happen to see your buddy Justin Fields yesterday or Monday?
I didn't think he was bad the other day.
He can't throw still.
Well,
he can
run. 226 yards. He had 81 yards rushing. He gives you a lot of that. I still think there's potential there that he hasn't reached yet. So
I just don't think you're ever going to find that sweet spot of being able to be a good throwing quarterback in the NFL if you're, 6-5 years in now? If you haven't found it by now, you are what you are. And he's
well, a guy like Sam Darnold had to go through four teams before he finally got it.
Yeah, you know? I thought Sam Darnold was a very good collegiate quarterback. I think he was the best maybe in that class. I think he had really in a bad situation in New York. So it didn't help, didn't hurt that he was able to go under Kevin O'Connor's tutelage for a year.
Right. I think that sometimes can springboard you, and that's what he did.
But he always had the arm talent. I just don't know if Justin Fields will ever have the arm talent.
I think he can zip it down. We'll see. The New York Jets are a bad football team. I mean, that just goes on and on. Now, this is I just see a tweet here that someone sent me about, do you consider Cam Ward a bust already after four games? The Titans are 0-4. They've scored only 51 points. It's too early for me to make that proclamation. But he was the number one overall pick, and I didn't see many people talking about him as the preseason unfolded into the regular season. He's not been good.
No. I mean, he was so universally accepted as the number one overall pick. That was like, you know, everybody knew that was happening before it even happened. That was weeks in advance. You can't judge a guy on his rookie season through four games. I mean, that's honestly, ask Mason Rudolph. That's a pretty bad Titans team. And they might be worse this year than they were last year. It's hard to be successful when you don't have the pieces around you. And they don't have many pieces there in Tennessee offensively. I guess they got Ridley, right? And they got Pollard. But nothing that's going to help a young quarterback, I don't think.
No, I agree with that. I just think they have a lot of problems, and a quarterback is going to have.
Would you take him right now? If you're like
no,
the Pittsburgh Steelers, would you say here's Cam?
No, I never. He was not on my list anyway. I would not.
You still wouldn't take him?
No, I had more belief in what Joe believed in Jackson Dart than I did him. I thought Dart has more of the moxie, the confidence, the swagger.
Baker Mayfield.
Yeah,
you
talk about revisionist history. What if Cleveland had never gotten away from Baker? They didn't know what they were doing up there, and they still don't.
They you know what? They screwed him.
They
did.
He gave everything he could for them.
He played hurt, and they held it against him because he wasn't good when he played hurt. And you see what he was able to do since. Very successful in Tampa. He had a successful game in L.A. I don't know if he even played in Carolina when he was there. And he's kind of cheap right now, too, for a – franchise caliber quarterback.
$100 million total package. That's way below.
You had your franchise there and you let him go.
Right. And ever since they've been making stupid decisions and it's plagued them to where they are. So another guy that I thought, would latch on to somebody before he went to Tampa. When he got to Tampa even, they didn't put him as the starter. He was behind, who is it? Trask. Kyle Trask.
Yeah, they drafted
him. He was the guy.
Him.
And they had him playing over Baker Mayfield. And then all of a sudden, they yanked him. They put in Baker Mayfield, took advantage like he did in L.A. The one game he came in there and played. Now, there was no future for him there with their quarterback,
Stafford.
You saw
his talent there, though.
But you saw it, yeah.
I mean, he had like 2 days to learn anything, and he put up nice numbers. I think that was right around
at
Christmas,
the time,
right?
when the Steelers were looking for a quarterback, did you at all consider Baker Mayfield as a free agent signing?
Nah, I don't think so. I don't recall right now, but I just thought at that point that he might have been, what was he getting, like 10 million? Yeah, I don't know why I never thought of it, because I was always a Baker Mayfield fan. I always thought he was a guy, maybe not to this degree, but definitely a upper mid-tier quarterback, so.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody had their shot at him. I mean, like I said, he went to Carolina, he went to L.A., he went to Tampa, so multiple teams that all need quarterbacks could have had him right there. Now, it helps that he got pretty good offensive weapons. He got two running backs that are really good and three wide receivers that are really good. And the tight end's not bad.
Rookie of the year, maybe. He's been that good.
Yeah,
so. All right, 412-928-9370. We asked for phone calls to speak with Mark Abali, and Leslie in Elwood City is our first caller in here right now. Hello, Leslie. How are you?
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Doing good. What's up?
Oh, nothing. I just wanted to see how your trip went.
It was fine. I stayed out too late at times, you know, but as far as the actual sightseeing part of Dublin is really interesting, you know. They have a lot of beer places. They have a lot of whiskey distilleries. They have a lot of pubs that are really great pubs, and the Steelers had a lot of them out there. It was black and gold everywhere. I didn't see much Minnesota, but I have a theory on that. Minnesota has to play in London this coming week.
Yeah.
So if you were a Minnesota Vikings fan and you decided you wanted to see these games, you could not have shown up early in the week in advance of this game with the Steelers. You had to show up on Saturday, see the game Sunday, and go straight to London. So it's cheaper that way, or at least it would be cheaper than spending 10 mm-hmm. days there, you know? So, but I would highly recommend it. The golf courses are great.
Did you hit any?
Yeah, I hit one called Port Marnock. It's going to be the site of an Open Championship coming up in a few years, so. It's a good one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, yeah. Any other questions?
Yeah, no, not really a question. I guess I wanted to make more of a statement. I was asked on the YouTube chat not to hype up Tomlin, but I feel like I have to. He has so many haters out there. And, like, I personally believe that if you're a Steelers fan, you actually like Tomlin because he's been given nothing, and look what he's done for the team. Like, he has not had a quarterback since.
But he's contributed to that too, Leslie. I mean, there were picks made and other guys brought in. He's a part of those decisions as well. So, no, I hear what you're saying, though, and thank you for the call. I think, you know, the one thing that Mike Tomlin offers is this ability to attract players.
Mm-hmm.
In free agency, people want to come and play for him, and that's like a national thing. There are now, are there things that need to be better, decisions at certain times? Absolutely.
When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke to pizza, it's all on Wonder. Use code WONDER50P for 50% off your first two orders on Wonder. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today. Terms apply. See wonder.com/newcustomer for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But I'd say that with a lot of coaches. But overall, the track record, minus the playoffs, that's got to change, speaks to a consistent performer.
Yeah, you know, one of the first things that was told to me after they won on Sunday was, boy, Tomlin's terrible. They need to get rid of him. I'm like, that's what you got out of this. Is that what you got out of this game right here?
He out-coached Kevin O'Connell, who's everyone's... Yes,
Arthur Smith did, and T.A. did, and they all did.
Right, with Flores. The two guys people were talking about most and why the Steelers would lose that game was Brian Flores and Kevin O'Connell.
And you look at Arthur Smith. Arthur Smith came up with the plan of let's go heavy, let's go jumbo, let's go fullback, big tight end, because I know that they can't stop this. And guess what? He was right.
Yeah, he was.
He was right.
Kenny Gainwell looks like one of the best bargains in football, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, who would have thought that? And now, I don't want to minimize what he did, but There was a lot of holes there for him, too. But give him credit. This is a guy that's never had that type of workload before. And I'll put it this way. If Jaylen Warren was healthy, I would imagine that he would have done something very similar to that. Not to minimize what Gainwell did, but it was just a good offensive line day and a good scheme day.
Yeah.
I don't know if I agree with the caller saying everybody loves Mike Tomlin. I don't know if it's the vocal minority or the vocal majority that hate him.
Well, the way they silence all your critics is to win the important games, and he's going to have a chance potentially this year. Like I said before, every year he started 3-1, he's gotten to the playoffs. That's 7 years of those. I want to ask you about a global issue here, Mark, and that would be
globally
these
speaking, right?
Globally speaking, we're talking about international games. So the Steelers finally played a game in Dublin, and it's the right choice given their heritage, given all the ambassador Dan Rooney's contributions to that country. But Roger Goodell's made it pretty clear that he wants at least one game for every team in the NFL to play overseas. Mm-hmm. I don't know how soon that comes to fruition, but they're heading in that direction. They got games, Brazil, Spain, Dublin, Germany, Mexico City. They're going to go to Australia. I don't know what's next, but do you like that? And do you think it's good for the global part of the game, but each team gives up home games in order to achieve this too?
Yeah, let's not kid ourselves what he's talking about here. It's a way to make more money, right?
Well, it's always money, right?
Yeah. So
all you had to do is look at the Steelers Pro Shop in Ireland. I've never seen so many people. They ran out of items.
Yeah,
they did.
I mean, that's what it's about. I'm happy with what they do right now. 4 or 5 games a year. It's going to be very difficult, in my eyes, to ask a team to play regularly in Australia. I mean, even if you're from, even if it's LA.
It's a 2-day trip.
I mean, yeah, you're losing the day just with the time change. And now, if you can somehow guarantee to the Steelers that they're going to play in Mexico City every year, maybe that's something different. But they're going to end up going to Germany. They're going to end up going to Mexico. They're going to go back to Ireland. I just think you don't want it to be too much that you take away from your core fans.
That's biggest concern. Because if you're asking them then to go on these trips, it's a lot of money for everyone involved. Yeah. So, and then I asked this question, and I'm curious of your thought about it. Will we ever see a Super Bowl overseas?
Let's hope not.
I totally disagree. I don't want to see one at all.
No.
I agree with what you said. I don't want to say it's a United States sports. It's from this country. It should be in this country.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Bugs? Not Bugs Bunny. What's his name? Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny.
Bugs Bunny's performing at halftime.
You're gonna have to cut that one.
Is Daffy Duck gonna come out on stage too?
Maybe Bad Daffy Bunny. Duck. Bad Bunny.
I've heard Bad Bunny because he was a wrestler for a little while. He was a Logan Paul type thing in wrestling. So speaking of that, WrestleMania, which is their Super Bowl in the WWE, is going to Saudi Arabia for WrestleMania. And
there's a lot of talk about
people
NFL
saying,
going
I'm not
there.
Quite sure if I like this, having the premier event overseas like that. But you know
but
what, Bad Bunny, Super Bowl's in Santa Clara, right?
Right.
I think they dropped the that makes me so mad. Not make me mad. But Metallica, one of the best rock bands of all time, heavy metal bands, who has already had, they're from San Francisco, and they already have collaborations with symphonies, Lady Gaga, different rappers. I think that would have been perfect, but that's just purely selfish from myself.
Yeah, instead we got Bad Bunny, and we'll see what happens. We also have some good callers here, from what I understand. Austin, who's next?
Let's
talk to Mr. Cabali.
We have a question for Mark from Pittsburgh, Phil.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Phil.
Hey, Bob, I talked to you enough already.
That's fine. Mark's here, ready for your question.
Listen, Mark, it's not a question. I'm going to tell you what I think about you, because I weigh people, and I didn't know how to think about you, what you were or who you were. But I got to tell you, I really like you. You're as honest as they come. You're not kissing anybody's butt for an answer. You're giving them the honest to God's truth. You're a Pittsburgh guy. And I like that a lot. And Metallica is phenomenal if we can only get Metallica. But that's what I think about you. And I listen, and I hear a lot of these guys, Jody Mack, all throughout the country. You're honest. You give it And if it's blue, it's blue. If it's red, it's red.
And listen, if he's going to paint his house red, he uses red paint.
Just send me over your Venmo account, and I'll send you the money I owed you for saying that.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, are you still an underdog to Rich Walsh is what the big question is on a golf course?
Yes.
You still think you'd be an underdog? I still think that you beat him scratch.
I could rise up, and I've done that in certain cases with him, but he's a better golfer than me. Rich can hit it better. He plays more than me, I think, although we're both not playing as much as we should. But yeah,
You see, Mark, that's the con right there. The honesty, that's how he hustles people right there.
What are you talking about? I'm not hustling. I'm telling you the truth. You like the truth. You can handle the truth, Pittsburgh Phil. You just said so. That's the truth. I'm not as good as him. And all you got to do is look at handicaps. Go to the gin scores. You'll see.
Years ago, we had a guy on named Giannotti, Greg Giannotti.
Yeah, Greg's super talented.
Yes, and I remember Vinny and Cook being on at the time, and I told Greg, because Greg would make fun of me with the way I said Pedro Alvarez. But I told Greg, I said, Greg, you're talented. You're going to go far. You should be on ESPN. And he said, yeah, right, whatever. And meanwhile, he ends up going pretty far. He's really talented. Yeah,
and,
you're right.
In that New York market, he's doing a great job. Thanks, Pittsburgh Phil. Appreciate it. I'm sure Mark does too.
Pittsburgh Phil.
How about that?
Nice of Pittsburgh's Phil.
We have more people who want to talk to
you. What? Instead of having me saying that's a joke, have that whole thing up for the next time I come on. Yeah. Not that how if it's blue, it's blue.
If it's blue, it's blue. It's true.
Who's up next, Austin?
All right. Here is Jackson in Lebo.
Hello, Jackson.
Hey, good afternoon, Bob. How are you?
Good. What's up?
I just a quick comment and then a quick question for Mark. But I think as far as the playing abroad and the international games, to truly conceivably make that a reality, you'd have to go to an 18-game schedule and everyone would get two buys.
I think that's in the planning stages, yes.
Yeah, I mean, there's just no other way, especially if you're talking Australia or like something like Japan, which I think would be really cool. But and then a question for Mark. With Calvin Austin's injury and – I call them the great white hypes, but Scotty and Skoranek just not getting enough looks. Do you think that a Highsmith trade is possible for a receiver? Maybe the Chris Ave in New Orleans. I'll hang up and let you talk about it.
Yeah,
thanks, Jackson.
I don't see that happening. I mean, let's look at these outside linebackers. Number one is, first of all, they've all tend to get banged up from time to time, so you need multiple guys, and Jack Sawyer is one, maybe not quite short ready yet. I think that they're more than happy with give Roman Wilson a week or two to get ready, have him prepared to be that number two, and throw him out there and see what he can do. Now, if he can't live up to the expectations come trade deadline, which is what, right after Halloween, the first week of November, then you might come back to it a little bit of making a trade. But I'm a huge Highsmith guy. I don't trade the guy. I just think he's very, very talented.
I think you see, I agree with that. And you see three guys now. Yes. Herbig has a good role on this team, and I prefer having more over there. That's how they live and die on defense. I want more of those kind of guys.
Yeah, and I mean, Jack Sawyer is literally learning the position. He played outside line. He played defensive end last year.
All right, we have one more call here before we have to say goodbye to Mr. Cabali. Who would that be?
All right, here is Andy. He's in Burgettstown.
Hey, Andy, what's up?
Hey, I was wondering, all these places overseas are talking about games, having games at. What about Tokyo? I've never heard that mentioned or anything.
Mark and then just did. It's definitely in, you know, they're going to try to cover as much ground as they can because there's global money to be made and lots of it.
That's it, global money, marketing, streaming, all that stuff. So there's probably no place that they wouldn't not go to. Don't they have some kind of crazy stadium in football stadium in Japan? Like
they,
in a mountainside,
you know,
or something?
They for the Olympics, they built all new stadiums. And we were there in 98 when they had the Olympic Games there, and I couldn't. There's one called Big Hat, and they just built it just for that. They have to use some of these places they have, I think, because they built them. They spent a lot of money on them, so why wouldn't they want
to? How far of a flight is it from Pittsburgh to
Japan? We went Pittsburgh, Detroit, Amsterdam, Tokyo. Then that was 14 hours total. And then we had to go through immigrations and take a six-hour bus ride to Nagano. So all total was about a day, a whole day, with no sleep.
That's a lot, Bob.
I mean, Australia's longer.
So you're telling me you wouldn't go on any of these trips. You felt uncomfortable even going to Dublin.
I would like to go to Australia, but I don't like looking at an 18-hour flight or whatever that might be.
It's even longer. I mean, you have to split it up. You have to go to, like, you can go from here to Hawaii. You want to do that, get a little Mai Tai, get a layoff the plane.
I went to Hawaii. I went to Pittsburgh to San Francisco to Hawaii. I think that was 9 or 10, I think.
It's just hard to, it's hard to feel comfortable, you know, when you're sitting in those seats for that long.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you have no idea who's going to be next to you.
Imagine being next to me. Right? I mean, first of all, I'd have to
offer truthful conversation. Blue is blue. Red is red. I don't think there's anything.
I would have to get up every hour and walk around or something.
Oh, I did that too. I didn't want to make it sound like I was going to the bathroom every 20 minutes, but I got up to move. I could not sit there like
that. Mark, did you see our post that was, where would you sit on a 7-hour flight to Dublin with all the fan hosts?
I would not sit next to Starkey. He would drive me insane. Would you have 18 hours or whatever? What is it, 10 hours?
Would you have sat in the middle seat in between Pony and Mueller?
No, absolutely not. I forget. I think I voted on that, and I can't remember who was.
You probably voted for Donnie and Jeff.
Yeah, it was probably Donnie and Jeff.
You don't want to sit by Callis and I?
Me and Callis are the same body size, so that wouldn't work out well.
I would be pushed up against the window.
You'd be the middle seat. What are you talking about?
You would be uncomfortable. Absolutely.
I would be uncomfortable.
There'd be no room. You couldn't get the armrest.
I like those planes.
You ever get into a thing where you get an armrest with someone? Someone's sitting next to you and there's an armrest. I want that armrest. But yet that person wants the armrest too. So there's sort of a subtle battle going on. And who gives up first?
Not you, Bob.
Not me. Actually, I did.
You know what I would like to do? If you'd ever go to Australia, have one of those planes that has the beds and the basically a little hotel room.
Yeah, but you know how much those cost?
Well, you're Bob Pompeian.
Oh, yeah, and you're Mark Eboli. Blue is blue, red is red. Mark.
And Bugs Bunny, you see?
That's right, Bugs.
Bugs Bunny.
I can't wait to see Bugs perform. I'm anxious. Do you know any of Bad Bunny's songs?
Absolutely not.
Do you?
No.
Austin?
I don't.
Would it surprise you if I could rattle off some?
Yes, it would.
Remember, here's one last thing. Is there any video of you potentially dancing from Ireland?
There was.
Doing the Irish jig.
I was.
Because I still got the video of you at the owner's meeting in Phoenix dancing.
You kept that all those years, didn't you?
I still have it.
You dog, you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.